Look, in all honesty, those are all just buzzwords that that really have been more created by the public more than the actual community itself. So I just call it smart living.
There are many people who are currently frantically smart living. Was there a trigger for you that set you off to live this way? Was there something in your life that changed that made you decide this is how I need to be moving forward?
Well, I grew up up in northeast Victoria, up in the country, up on the river. And obviously what happens during winter when there's a lot of rain, rivers flood.
Yeah, right.
And I remember when I was 6 years old, there's floods in, I think, 91. Mm. And I remember my mum walking through the streets with bags on her legs and, you know, people not being able to get to the shops and, you know, like trucks not being able to get through and things like that. And it happens every year.
Are you laughing right now? Because, like, obviously when you go, you don't really need to go to the supermarket, I'm guessing. Are you pretty well stocked and how long for?
Actually, look, one of the first things I kind of did was when all this hysteria started happening, one of the first things I sort of did was, well, you know, I've been telling people for ages, you know, something like this is going to happen. And, and for so long I've been told, oh, look, you're crazy, it'll never happen. You know, well, the statistics say differently. And obviously it's finally hit tipping point.
So this event has kind of validated, in a way, how you've been living.
Well, in a way, yeah, very much so. For me, it's, and this is, again, this is not what I would call a large event. I don't think that really a lot of this this fanatic impulse buying that we're seeing at the moment is really necessary. Because I do think that it is, when you look at the statistics, when you look at the infection rates and when you look at, it's very, very low death toll. Yeah. It's not something that's going to, quote unquote, end the world.
How stocked up are you? Say everything closed down tomorrow, food in general, how long could you last for?
Oh, when you're supplementing hunting, fishing, all the rest of it, indefinitely. But just on what we've got stored, at least a month, two. I could probably even stretch it out to three or four if I had to.
So what would your message be? Because there are a few people who are listening to this who are currently being absorbed or are currently absorbing a hell of a lot of information from someone who feels a bit more comfortable in the situation because this is a lifestyle for you being prepared. What would you say to them?
Firstly, listen to the advice of the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
They know best. They are the best source to get your information from. Don't listen to the news. And again, when you look at the actual population, the population density in Melbourne, it's really not that much. It's nothing to really start panicking about. It's nothing to really start worrying about just yet. Take their advice. Stay indoors when you need to. You know, self-quarantine if you have to. You know, if you do notice symptoms, go to your doctor, absolutely. You know, go to emergency. They've got clinics set up and there's... Yeah. What I'm trying to say is listen to the advice of the professionals.
And I think, it's obviously, we don't want people to become complacent because there is a small part of the population who, if they get ill, can get very, very sick. So we are mindful of that. But that's the thing.
Oh, definitely.
There's going to be enough food for everyone if they are just polite to their neighbour when they go to the supermarket. There is no need for
exactly.
that over the top, you know, panic-stricken reaction like we have been seeing in the news.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, be good to each other. And if there's a few things that you don't need that somebody's crying about that, you know, they need to feed their child or whatever. You know, some people are struggling to find formula for their babies and things like that. You know, just common sense, be charitable, you know. Really just look out for one another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Oh, it's no problems at all, Josh, no problems at all.